Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Married Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are talking about the Scream 5, Scream theories, and speculations.
And with us, we have a totally rad special guest. He's a director, editor, writer, assistant director, jack-of-all-trades filmmaker. He's also a Wes Craven specialist, especially with Wes Craven's Cursed.
Oh, God.
A Bloody Married podcast regular, Wait, Sean Springer.
Was this all a Shanghai to get me to talk about Cursed?
It was. No, that's for another. We're going to do we discussed a four-part podcast series, just dissecting Cursed.
I mean, it needs to be more than four parts.
Okay, all right. So maybe five or six. We'll dive deep. We'll dive deep into Cursed. And we're going to crowdfund to get the legit real ending made.
What if we did a marathon 24-hour Cursed podcast?
We could.
We just don't stop. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We'd be so insane at the end of that.
And that's because I recently rewatched it, and it took me about 2 weeks to watch it because I could only watch it. And we were talking about this, but I could only watch it in like 7-minute segments.
Yeah.
And I'm a Wes Craven fan, and Wes Craven has made worse made movies than Cursed, but it was a hard watch.
Yeah, we'll have to watch it again.
Yeah.
And then have you go over a chat about it.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Everyone knows the trailer for the new Scream is out. We're gonna be talking about speculations and theories. Yeah.
I wrote a list of predictions.
Yeah, me too. I got one here. I got a list.
Oh, nice. I'm so excited. Scream's definitely one of my favorite franchises. Maybe it might be tied with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for this movie. And the trailer got me even more excited. And it got my brain really running about, you know, what actually is going to happen in this movie. So
yeah, that's like exactly how I feel about it. Like the original Scream is one of my favorite horror movies of all time. And
mine too.
Yeah. Like I was saying, after I saw the trailer, I'm excited about this film. I haven't been this excited to see a horror movie in the theater since the Evil Dead remake of 2013. Oh, yeah. And then before that, Freddy versus Jason. So, my phone keeps going off. You guys keep talking.
Please keep your phone on silent.
I was pretty excited when Scream 4 came out.
Me too.
I think we've talked about doing like a ranking the Scream movies at some point.
Oh, we are going to do that, yes.
I definitely want to be a part of that if I'm able to. But I was just as excited for Scream 4. And I'm still a big fan of the franchise, despite, I know some people don't necessarily like Part 4. You know, it wasn't as big of a success. It obviously didn't restart the franchise because here we are. 11 years later,
right,
and they're finally getting around to Scream 5.
I loved it too. I mean, well, I think a lot of that probably had to do with Wes Craven's health, right? Because that was he made like one more movie after that.
There's oh man, this is spicy.
Yeah. I know what it is. This one's spicy.
I was expecting some refreshing tomato juice.
No, you got
I was spicing it up.
Yeah. That's why I asked, you know, with water earlier. But I'm very excited for this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Scream 4 was because of his health. I think it was when we ultimately talk about all the Scream movies, I think the biggest problem with those was after the first one, they went into production not having a finished script.
Yeah.
From Scream 2 to Scream 4, they never had finished scripts. And that's, again, we can deep dive into that. But what'll be interesting with Scream 5 is I think there's going to be a lot of care taken with it.
Both
because of the importance of relaunching the franchise. Because ultimately, I mean, this isn't going to be a one and done film. This is going to be, you know, that when this was made, when Scream 5 was made, they were planning out the Scream cinematic franchise.
Yeah.
Like they're planning Scream 6 and 7, and they're planning probably the Deputy Dewey spinoff. And
he's going to get his own Netflix show.
Yeah. And they're probably hoping there's like Scream Plus streaming service. And
who knows, right? Yeah.
Dewey hunting monsters. Real. Yeah,
that's one of my monsters.
Right. Well, let's just, you know, dive into some predictions. Okay. So, yeah. Sean, any kind of prediction.
Okay.
Throw one out there. What do you think?
My first prediction is everything in the trailer, which is about 2.5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction is everything that we've seen in the trailer is really just maybe the first 30 minutes of the movie. I think they're hiding.
Be.
I think they're hiding anything to really give away what this movie is really about.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer itself looks like a very standard Scream trailer.
It does. Mm-hmm.
It looks like it could have come out in 2012, right after Scream 4.
Yeah.
There's nothing that makes it seem like it's different directors, and the directors did the movie Ready or Not.
Mm-hmm. Which is great.
And they did another film that's fantastic, but Ready or Not is like a so balls good. Out.
Love it.
I love that movie.
When
so
I heard
much.
That they were directing this, I was like, okay, it's yeah. in good hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. they don't do standard, you don't hire those people to do Scream 5 unless yeah. it's going to be something that's really going to be out there. So yeah, that's my theory. I think we've seen very little of what this movie's both about and what it's going to kind of look and feel like.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I guess, you know, I'll tail into that. That kind of goes along with one of my theories is they catch the killer midway.
Okay. I had that too. I said the killer gets killed early, but they reveal, or it gets yeah. found early, but they reveal.
Like, so it kind of goes along with this, what we've seen, you know, the trailer is like the first part, then maybe a kind of third act happens. They catch the killer, but you're still halfway through your film.
Yeah.
And so we get a different kind of film after that.
Mm.
Theory? Wife? Huh?
I don't know. My theories lean more towards like who did it.
Well,
I would not love to see, but you know, one of mine is like Billy and Stu's has brothers and sisters or relatives that they like, you know, team up.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, like, we've seen ultimately, I guess, spoilers from Scream 4. We've seen Sydney's cousin.
Spoilers. If you haven't seen him, yeah. we're going to spoil him.
Yeah. Sydney's killer.
Yeah.
I wrote that down too, but I almost think it's too simple.
True.
You know, or even if they play that, they got to play something off of it. I think Scream was always so successful in taking the genre and twisting it a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like one of the reasons I'm excited for this is I feel, you know, that moment, if you've seen Avengers, where Doctor Strange is going through all like the infinite possibilities
yeah.
and
right.
there's like only one in 1 billion that yeah. works. I feel like that's how this movie can work. And yeah. I feel like all the elements are there because all the original cast signed up.
Yeah.
Kevin Williamson's floating around back there. And they have
did
to.
Did he work on it?
It's. I
don't think. He
I
did.
Think he might have been on like a consultant capacity.
I'm sure he definitely. I'm sure they kept him on at least, either to kind of appease the fans or to at least maybe
yeah.
get some sort of direction. But I don't think he's credited. I'm curious.
But I just don't yeah. think they would sign up if they weren't like
no.
honoring yeah. Wes Craven and like his. So I think yeah. it's a really.
Because Courtney Cox yeah. doesn't need the money. Like that sounds like a joke, but it's like, I mean, maybe Neve Campbell and David Arquette do, but Courtney Cox doesn't have to do
yeah.
it.
Right.
I don't feel like any of them have to do it, but I don't know. I just, I'm really just curious to what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Chip, what other theories you got
for
Scream 5?
My theory is that Dewey, Gail, and Sydney are essentially Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's what I put Scooby-Doo gang.
Except now you could take that literally like they are actually like paranormal investigators.
Yeah.
But I think if you jumped off of Scream 4, which essentially kind of put the idea out there of like people just killing to just become famous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is that this is happening all over. There's copycat killers all over.
Yeah.
And Gail and Dewey and Sydney all basically jump into a van and go around the country.
They're the specialists.
And they debunk. So you can imagine maybe the opening, and I wrote this down too, maybe the opening is essentially a Ghostface killer stalking a girl,
yeah.
slashes her, you know, is just about to kill her, and then the three of them come in and like hit her with a plasma gun or something. hit the Ghostface with a plasma gun, and then you know, that's the intro.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would. That's really interesting. And I think if you go through and watch the trailer again thinking that, like mm-hmm. the lines that they say that could, like, you know, Dewey
again.
Says, it's happening. Yeah. Three attacks so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I found one, how he worded that interesting. So there's a part in the trailer where Dewey says, it's happening. Three attacks so far. Attacks aren't murders.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's about, but yeah. you could speculate that maybe someone's just trying to get them to come
back yeah. to the town. Like, yeah. oh, yeah. we're not killing people, but we're hurting people in a ghost face. Yeah. Come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To but lure is a trap.
It'd be a cool way. Cause just with relaunching the franchise with this, It'd be a cool way to still honor everything that happened in Scream 4, which I really like the story and kind of the outcome of Scream 4.
Yeah, me too.
I did too.
And also still make it accessible for people who just maybe saw the first one.
Yeah.
Because they're hoping that there's a lot of people who this is their first Scream movie, and all they have to know going in was a bunch of stuff happened to these three people before.
Yeah.
They don't have to know like all specific details.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to get any like super deep dives into the mythology. Like, I don't think we're going to have Sydney's brother referenced, you know, or necessarily, or some connection to like, you know, one of the, like her friend from part two who died in the police car.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get those type of references, or if we do, they're just Easter eggs.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like connected to maybe the bigger story.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't think there's gonna Stew is behind the whole thing? That's like what everyone's wanted since like Scream 1 came out, that Stew is still alive. But you can't, I mean, it's like you can't, that's like what people want, but then you give it to them and it's like, oh.
That's why I think like Stew's brother, Jack Quaid, I don't know, it's his face, I guess. Oh,
it could be Stew's.
Like a Stew relative.
Yeah.
It's weird.
He gives Stew vibes to me, so.
Yeah. Well, they do say, one of the other lines in there, the attacks were all on people related to the original killers. Someone says that.
Yeah.
So my question is, are they talking about the original killers as Billy and Stew? Because Roman was the original killer in the mythology, her brother. He masterminded.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, yeah, like
so then it's relatives of Nev Campbell and of Billy and of Stu.
I think they play, just for the franchise reboot, I think they just play off of the first film.
You think so?
I mean, that's my guess, because then you have, the only real outlier is Mickey from part two, the
right.
second
Yeah.
So I don't know necessarily what his ties to Woodsboro are, if they've ever been explained.
But what if Dewey is just giving them a history lesson and they're like, so the killers came back, you know, tied on to the original killers, which is 2, 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just Professor Dewey about Ghostface Killers and the mythology of it all.
Yeah.
And then he kind of steps into Randy's little position, and then there's ways to survive. Duh, duh, duh.
Yeah.
He's like the crazy drunk in the trailer. That's what I see Dewey is like.
Yeah.
Him and Gail are not married, and he's in a trailer, and he drinks a lot.
That's kind of what it looks like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's a sheriff anymore.
No, the blonde chick's the sheriff, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that was making lemon bars in number four.
Yeah, and she was a standout. She was really funny, so I'm glad they brought her back.
Mm.
And I think that's cool, just like, I think it's cool that they're not ignoring maybe the Scream films that are considered lesser by some fans.
Yeah.
I think some people think Scream 3 and 4 are the lesser films, but I love that they're still kind of keeping this mythology alive.
Mm. Yeah.
And going to the Stew comment, Stew's been rumored to come back in every film.
Yeah.
One, because Matthew Lillard is actually in Scream 2.
Yeah, he's like an extra, which I've been trying to like find like since I was a kid. I tried to find it a lot, but I never could.
It's very hard, and you really can't 100% tell unless you know, but he's doing a keg stand at a party.
Yeah.
And you would only see him from behind, and he had like dyed his hair.
Okay.
So I think he has like dark hair, or he has like bleach blonde hair or something.
Yeah,
but you see there's a party they go to that Sid runs into the sorority girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like during the time Sarah Michelle Gellar's character gets killed.
Okay.
So they're at this party and he's just in a wide shot, and it's been pointed out, and I've seen like pictures and stuff on the internet where they've circled who it is, but you'd never know unless someone told you.
Yeah.
And then in Scream 3 his character was supposed to come back.
I remember reading that, yep.
But they never filmed it. They actually never completed the script, or that version of the script, but they contracted him to do it.
Yeah.
And then I think there was just rumors just going into Scream 4 because they had always talked about maybe Stu's alive.
Yeah. Well, I just read an interview with him and
that was
and
Skeet interview.
Ulrich when they're, you know, they're asking him, and Matthew Lillard was like, like, I'm available for a Scream 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 20. Like, give me a call. I'm alive.
Yeah.
You know, and then Skeet's like, yeah, we're the main killers. As soon as that trailer drops, you're going to see our faces all over that thing.
Oh, that's
fine. Yeah. So I think that, yeah, there's enthusiasm from all those, you know, people that could be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There could be a long lost love child between Sid and Billy. That's one of my theories.
Well, you just stole mine.
Yep. And then it went off to the adoption agency, and then she never thought about it again. And then The kid goes to find
more often than you
think. Yeah.
So the kid, you know, goes to find their parents, and
didn't that happen to Laurie Strode? Didn't she have a kid and
yeah,
and then kind of abandon it?
No, she her kid.
Mythology's weird.
In H2O, her kid is Josh Hartnett, and she's just overprotective.
Wasn't like in the before the H2O reset.
Right? Oh,
there is something.
It was Jamie.
Jamie's her daughter.
Okay, yeah.
But she dies in a car accident off screen or something.
Yeah, she died. And so Jamie went to the aunts or uncles or whatever, and then that's his motivation to get her. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it could always be you know, a kid of someone. You know, David Arquette and Courtney Cox could have kids somewhere out there.
Psycho kid.
Yeah, but then you're going back to, like you're saying, then it's tied too deep into mythology, right?
Yeah.
And you're focusing on those main characters.
Yeah.
Way too much.
There's always, if you get into like the Scream deep dives on the internet, this was another one of my predictions. There's always the talk of the third killer theory.
Yeah.
And this is on top of, some people think Roman was a killer. He was never actually a killer. He was someone who just sent material to kind of make Stu and Billy crazy, mostly Billy crazy.
Yeah.
But there's this idea, people have broken apart the first Scream film to show that it wasn't possible for just two killers to do what they did.
Okay.
So there's always a possibility that they just like reveal this third killer and then go back. Maybe they show flashbacks and maybe do the de-aging thing that's like in every movie now.
Yeah.
And actually show like how there could have been a third killer. But it seems like... seems like a little too much like mental gymnastics.
Yeah. Then you're focusing way too much on the mythology, right? If they're wanting to take it to a new generation.
And moving it forward.
The one thing that I hope they don't do is I hope they don't Terminator Dark Fate this, where like in your first 10 minutes, they kill off Nev Campbell, they kill off David Arquette, they kill off Courtney Cox, and then you're with this whole new crew or, you know.
It's a good Terminator Dark Fate reference. Yeah. Well, I thought there's a world where all the legacy characters die right away.
Yeah.
And there is an idea where if
that would be so divisive.
Yeah.
Like that would for me.
And that's the problem with the Scream movies, that it's a good problem to have, I guess, but the characters are so loved that by the time I remember going to theaters in Scream 3 and I was so terrified that one of the main characters were going to die.
Right.
I know. And then for Scream 4, I was like, I'm going to be so mad if they kill one of the main characters.
Yeah. And then you think they almost kill Sydney off.
Yeah. And at this point, like, what do they do? Because if they don't kill them off, then there's never any, there's never any like real like repercussions for like anyone in this film. Like,
That's true.
If these three characters are basically immortal, are we ever going to like worry about them?
Yeah.
But if you do kill them, are you going to piss off a bunch of people?
Yeah.
So they have to either have a really good idea to kill them off, or they should have just like ended Sydney's story in Scream 3. Because Scream 3 had like a great kind of ending just as like a story point and character wise.
It did.
That it's unfortunate that you have to keep torturing these poor people.
Right. She's like, because in the trailer, she's like, I've been through this a lot.
So maybe that's, you know, they just turn it into a business where Ghostface.
That's why I was thinking, yeah.
I've been through this a lot. One, two, three, four times.
Yeah. Or there's always that middle ground where you kill one character, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of my theories. It could be, it's going to end like no other Scream has ended, because they all kind of have the same beats and end the same, where they get the bad guys, they're for sure dead.
Yeah.
Good guys win. So maybe this one's more of like a
bad guys win.
Friday the 13th ending, where, you know, at the end, the kid jumps out of the boat and grabs someone where someone's not quite dead, where, like your last frame of your movie is Nev Campbell catching a bullet to the brain.
Yeah.
It's something like that would be cool. Or just, or at least an air of like the killer could be alive still, or something else is happening. Yeah. Like it's not wrapped up.
You just have to earn it. Yeah, you have to earn it if you're going to kill any legacy characters. But I mean, I think and I should look up the directors. I feel bad for not knowing their name, but I think they're up to the task.
Yeah.
And I definitely think anybody listening to this should watch Ready or Not if they
have. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That was like,
we've talked about it quite a bit.
That was our favorite movie of whatever year it came out.
Yeah.
It was really, really awesome. There's another thing too. Like, they could take it, because Ready or Not was all a one location thing. It took place in a mansion. And the majority of this film would be fun if it was condensed too. Like, it's all taking place in a hospital, like those scenes you saw with Dewey. Like a lot of
well, they go back to the house.
Yeah.
They go back to Stu's house. That's true. At least for a hot minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's like, they're going to a lot of the legacy locations too. So they're back in Woodsboro. They're going back to all these places. Or maybe are they living there?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They kind of did that in Scream 4. Like that's why I also think everything we've seen in this trailer is a misdirection.
Yeah.
Cause that's all of Scream 4 was like, we're going back to Woodsboro.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think they have to have a, either that's a total misdirection.
Yeah.
Or they're going to hopefully tie it into everything, just like in a really interesting kind of creative way.
Yeah. 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 Another thing they could do is Kevin Williamson did this with the Following, that it's a cult, right?
Oh, okay.
Which kind of goes along with they're out, you know, killing all these, your legacy cast is going from place to place, but
debunking,
or it's just a cult, and like maybe they catch one and it keeps going, they catch more, and like, hey, there's like a lot of us, and this is in a world where those movies, what are they called? Stab
movies. Yeah.
Like everyone knows about it. It's popular culture, right?
Maybe the first like 60 minutes of it is the opening of the film. And then it's like we get to like a thing where a legacy killer character dies, and then all of a sudden we're jumping back to like it's like a screening room in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And like Neve Campbell's there as Neve Campbell.
Oh God, it's watching way too meta.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Scream Inception.
Right. I do think, and we'll get more of it just from the trailer, though they always did good at introducing the technology and the things that are for today.
Yeah.
Mm. Like with 4, I did like, cause they brought the text in with that. I mean,
there was a really cringy thing in 4 where like the one kid had like a,
headset.
And I was like, that's like
do kids actually,
no kid has that.
I've and like, never that's seen kind of anybody like tech with that.
From like 5 years before.
Yeah.
Right.
They did in the newest Blair Witch movie, just Blair mm-hmm. Witch, they did that thing where they invent a tech, or they have like this tech that only exists for a plot device.
Yeah.
In Blair Witch, everybody was like, here's these really cool glasses that you wear, and don't worry, it has a 17 terabyte, it was something like you could not have on like a pair of glasses.
Yeah.
It's like a 17 terabyte, so they never stop rolling.
That's or something awesome.
Like that. But I did like that the kid was doing his blog, but just the tech was like super creepy.
Right. Well, and this like the door unlock, like that's kind of terrifying because you don't have control over that.
Yeah.
You can't just lock your door. Yeah. Like someone else is like, unlock.
Yeah, they have always played with like technology, and I don't know if they're gonna like how far they're gonna go with this. Do they have Facebooks and like, you know, or all
Ghost
these
face only kills people in augmented reality.
Right? Does they have TikToks and stuff?
Like he's taking me again to TikTok.
Yeah.
Over.
I mean, is there a group for like Facebook or Ghostface Slashers?
Yeah.
It's a private group where they all meet up and
maybe.
I remember in Scream 4 in one of the fake openings, one of the characters makes a joke about how like, oh, MySpace is old. I guess Twitter's now the big thing.
Yeah.
That's so silly.
So even that seemed like cringy at the time. Even that joke was like 2 years old at the time. So
if they were going to bring back like an old killer and they say they're still alive, who would you prefer it to be?
I think Stu seems likely, and we messaged about this, but Stu seems likely because, they dropped a TV on his head and he kind of got electrocuted. It's like, that was the most survivable
because
everybody else gets like shot in the heart and the head.
Right.
I think so.
But actually, Sydney's cousin is still alive.
Is she?
Isn't she? No, I thought she.
They did the thing to her head.
Yeah.
That's right. But she could be alive too.
She could be alive. So, but like, then you'd have to go through the plot of like, how did they cover Stu being
alive in a tiny town where he murdered people?
But I mean, and none of the characters ever mentioning it.
Right. Yeah. No one ever being like, Stu's alive. He's in jail.
Yeah.
I just saw him. Yeah. You know, like he's put away. We don't have to worry.
I don't know.
Yeah. But if there was one legacy character that had to die, who would you want it to be?
The cameraman from Scream 2.
I want
him to come back. That was one of my things. If he came back, the cameraman.
Yeah, because he was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
I know what happened to your last cameraman.
Yeah. Boom. I'm bailing. Peace. Yeah.
It could be the cameraman. I mean, well, he got his throat slit, but maybe he's still alive. I don't know.
I think you could kill Dewey because it would be the most impactful to
that would
the audience and the characters. And it really wouldn't, it might piss off people less. If you kill Sydney, it's you get mad because you've survived with this character for four movies.
Right.
And she's done nothing and all she's gotten is torture.
Right.
Like, it's the ongoing problem with any characters in any franchise. Like, they just, they never get a happy ending.
Yeah.
And I think you could kill Dewey just for those reasons. And I and again, if it's written well, then it works. I think if you kill Gale, in my opinion, she's just such a fun character. I don't want to see her die.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, well, the things in the trailer look makes it, there's a few shots that makes it look like Dewey gets killed by Gale is like Gale's going screaming. Yeah.
Right.
Like people are, and like the cop is racing.
Right. Yeah. And it would be more impactful because, you know, he's like a big brother to Sid and they were they were married, are married, you know.
Also, you don't know. How many times does that man need to get like stabbed and live and stabbed and live just to get shot and killed?
Well, right.
And it's hard and you have to do it kind of definitively because everybody's used to him coming back.
Right. Yeah.
Because
it might... I would say if you do it, you have to shoot, they have to shoot him in the head.
That's true. Go for the head.
Go for the head.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd rather see Gale go.
Really?
Yeah, because well, just because I like Dewey and I like Nev Campbell and like but I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
No.
I really just don't want any of the legacy characters to die. I want them to like
me either.
I want them to live happily ever after. But I don't know. I don't
really
get that.
Well, what about the theory of, too, like, Nev Campbell is doing it? Like, that's always been floating around, too, that she's just snapped. Or one of those have snapped, and they're like, all right, I'm doing it. It was me the whole time.
It definitely makes sense, but I think that's something you should have done in Scream 3.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or maybe
or
do it in
4.
Scream 4.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because...
She's gone too far now. And
I would be 4. I think it would have been 4 because she did the whole book where coming out of the darkness or whatever.
Yeah.
And to promote the book, then she'd the killer. That would have been, you know, an interesting take, but I don't think you can do it in 5.
Yeah.
I do miss Cotton Weary. Liv Schreiber. I miss having him in there. I wish like he was around to be in this because I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I mean, maybe he's alive. He could be alive.
He could be alive and honestly, the actual killer.
I can't remember how he gets.
He gets killed in the opening of 3.
He was dressed in white.
Yeah.
I want to say it was one of those things where it was like he's on the floor bleeding, having already been stabbed, and like you see the knife go up and plunge down on him.
Yeah.
So it's like anything's kind of possible.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It really is Cotton Weary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's kind of like, I don't know. What other theories? Anyone have anything else?
Well, I have a lot.
Oh, okay.
All right, keep going.
One of my theories is, and not all of these are something I want.
Yeah.
But one of my theories is it's the film is not funny. So the Scream movies have always been funny and like light, and there's always been a fun light tone to them.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the other trailers for the films, they've always played that lightness. Like you think like the Scream 2 trailer is just the whole trailer is Dewey and Jamie Kennedy's character like talking.
I remember that. Yeah.
And you don't, this trailer, my wife watched it and she was like, is this one not going to be funny?
And she said
the thing that she always liked about the movies was that they were funny and they were like almost comedies. And I don't think they're straight comedies, obviously. But she didn't find any joy in this trailer.
That's sad.
So
that is sad.
Yeah. So that would be like a weird twist.
Would be weird.
Yeah. And another thing I wrote down that kind of goes with this since when I think about it is the film could be more of a standalone. It could be this thing where it's this standalone story that brings in the legacy characters and then kind of like they don't have to die. They don't have to be the main part of it, but they kind of like after this one, they're gone.
Yeah. God, I wonder how you do that.
They fade into the background.
Right?
But that's like if they show up as Ghostbusters, they kind of show up and they're just like they walk off to the sunset at the end.
Yeah.
And then if you have this new storyline that started that you can go other places with.
Yeah.
Because ideally, if it's going to be a franchise, I mean, like I said, like, this is no joke. Like, they've had the cinematic universe conversation at some point.
Oh, for sure.
Right. So they've probably said this movie has to soft launch, like, at least 3 more movies.
Yeah.
You know, even if one's, like, a Conjuring knockoff or something.
Yeah, right, right.
Know, they have to at least, like, be considering that. Unfortunately, that's just, like, part of the business.
Yeah. Know? I mean, you could lean into the supernatural aspect of things that they've never really done before.
Yeah.
That would definitely be a whole other twist and turn. And that would also be divisive. Like they did it with, I know what you did last summer. Like there were human killers. And then I'll always know what you did last summer. It was a ghost zombie.
And I'd never seen the third one, but I listened to your guys' podcast on that. And I loved it. But I don't agree. I always thought I Know What You Did Last Summer, the first one, was better than Urban Legends.
Sean. Urban Legends so better.
That is controversial in this house.
I am willing to revisit Urban Legends, but I didn't like it when I first saw it.
Okay, well, revisit that.
I mean, I understand because like in my head before we rewatched I Know What You Did Last Summer and Urban Legend, it was like those 90s slash revival films. It was Scream and it was I Know What You Did Last Summer were kings, and then all the rest were kind of below it. But it was just super cringy watching it again. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was very disappointing.
But
it really was.
I'm glad that Scream still exists.
Me too.
From all those films.
Did either of you watch the TV show? Because I
did. Yeah, we did. I thought the first two seasons were entertaining, and then the third season
was bad.
Dramatically dropped.
Dropped, yeah. I enjoyed the first... I enjoyed the first two seasons. The Chainsaw Kill, I really enjoyed that one, and Scream in the original.
Is it worth watching? Is it worth like getting into?
I think it is. I think they're fun.
I watched the first episode of the first season, and I remember thinking like, okay, I'll give this a try, and I'd never had time to like really get into it.
Yeah, I mean, if you like Scream, I think it's definitely worth a watch. Like, if anything, watch the first season and the second season, and you can skip the third.
Yeah,
is every season its own story, or is it an ongoing story?
So they did the first season, and then I believe they did a holiday special.
They did a Halloween special.
Just like Doctor Who.
And then they did season two, and I think those are all the same characters.
Right, okay. And then the third one is completely different.
Is a standalone, separate.
Yeah, new story.
Yeah.
So I mean, it doesn't, you know, hold, it's not like great, like the Scream movies, but it definitely was entertaining.
Yeah.
And they had some really cool inventive kills on that one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. It would be fun if they brought like one actor, actress from that series just to play a bit part in this movie.
Yeah.
Was there any connectivity between the movies and the TV show?
I can't remember. I don't think I'm aware of.
Because I had always heard there was none.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if there was.
I don't think.
I've watched the one and two seasons a couple times, and there isn't. I mean, really, it's just another small town and another, you know.
Even the ghost face was different in one and two. Then they brought the original look back for three.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting. And then they didn't do it justice at all
because
it was bad.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like,
I have more.
Keep going,
all right,
man.
Sean.
We'll start
getting
the bag.
Bottom of the barrel, kind of.
You're good.
This is more of just like, these are two funny ones. One, the Fonz is the killer. He comes back.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
I think that's possible. What's his name? Principal?
I can't remember at
Anyways,
all.
Oh, gosh. It was like... That's one of those names that's typically burned in my head where I'm just like I don't remember certain things, but I remember the names
Higgins?
Of like random characters from horror movies.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then Wes Craven will be a statue in the background. they're gonna walk by. It seems like every movie will have like if an actor is passed or something, they'll always like put them in like a library.
Yeah.
There'll be like a bust or something in a library. Mm. Or they'll be going through a museum and there'll be a statue of him.
Oh, they'll digitally just do the Stan Lee thing because he was in the first one, he was the janitor dressed as Freddy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if he appeared in the other ones after that
though. Yeah, I don't think he did, but maybe they'll just throw him in all these.
Here's another thing. Do we consider the Scream cameos in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back to be canon with the series?
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, what? You never seen that?
I haven't even thought about that forever.
Yeah.
I saw
that movie in the theaters.
So, it's been so long.
So Jay and Silent Bob show up in Scream 3.
Oh,
but also
I forgot.
But also they're in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Mm-hmm.
They are filming a Scream movie when they go to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the and it's Shannon Doherty.
Yeah.
There, and she rips off the killer's mask, and it's a monkey.
That, yeah. That would be funny.
And Wes Craven's there directing.
Or yeah. It, you know, it takes place in the same world as Who Be Halloween, because in that...
Oh, we were going to talk about that, and I didn't watch it.
Yeah, in that, like, there's throughout the whole movie, or parts of the movie, there's a whole bunch of kids in Ghostface masks just chasing Adam Sandler around town. So, Woodsboro, I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be in the same town. Could be... They could take it in like the anthology direction, right? Where it's just all these things keep happening in Woodsboro. Yeah. So this could be Ghostface, and then maybe this next Scream 2 is, I don't know, some other spooky event in Woodsboro.
Yeah. Another thing I got watching this trailer, and it was like the first time in my life that this has happened. Aside from Jack Quaid, I didn't recognize any of the actors.
Dylan Minnette.
I recognize...
I take that back.
Yeah.
I know Kyle Gallner is in this movie, but you barely see his face in it. But any of the... They do that montage. Every Scream trailer has that montage of like every character, boom,
yeah,
boom,
yeah,
boom, boom, boom. I said, I don't know any of these actors. Are they like...
Yeah.
Are they TikTok stars?
I think that could be good, right? Because...
Dylan Minnette's... the one that with the bleach blonde tips.
Yeah.
He's in like 13 Reasons Why, and he was in like he was in Don't Breathe.
Okay.
First one. Yeah, yeah, so he's been in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But I don't recognize
anybody. And Jack Quaid, he's been in a lot too. Yeah. And I think I think he's the killer because he can play both. He can play like innocent and naive, and he has this face too that's just super menacing. And this has happened before where like you can go watch a series and you see there's an actor that can do that, and you're like, that person's going to be it, and they end up being that person because they have acting capability.
You look at Skeet Ulrich, and you're like, oh, I bet he's the killer.
Yeah.
And then you keep thinking, oh, he's the killer the whole time. Wait, but they're making him look like he's the killer. He can't be the killer.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the killer. Look at the way he's looking at Sydney.
Right.
And then it's like, no, he can't be a killer. Oh, my God, they shot him. They shot Skeet.
Yeah.
And then he's the killer.
They shot Skeet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling her, when I saw Scream for the very first time when I was a teenager, I thought that was Johnny Depp for like months.
Like really actually the actor Johnny Depp?
Yeah,
instead
they
of
look
Skeet
so
Ulrich.
Much
they
alike. Do,
yeah. That's not a mistake. I think based on like the commentaries from the original movie, I think Wes Craven said like, oh, this is the next Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was, and then it wasn't months later, I was like talking to a buddy and I was like, yeah, Johnny Depp's in it. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, he is. And then I went, oh, that's not Johnny Depp. But I was like 16 or something. Mm.
Yeah. You didn't know any better.
I didn't know any better.
For it.
But I remember Scream 2 going to see that in the theater. It was so, everyone, I was so excited, and like all my peers were. And this was like one of the few times I remember there being a line out of the theater, out into the parking lot, and you're standing out in the cold. So I hope a lot of people go see this one.
I think Scream 2 was the first movie that I like specifically was like, oh, I'm not going to any like movie websites.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get it spoiled.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Like, and ever since then, it's like when a movie's coming out, there's like certain websites and forums and stuff that I avoid because
stay away from.
Especially back then, like, and they still do it now. Like, they would just have a headline on like a web, like Ain't It Cool News or any of those sites. They would just have a headline that said, like, Billy's mom is the killer.
Yeah.
Or something.
And you're like, crap. I remember that. Yeah. And now they're a lot better with that these days.
They're not. They're worse. No, they're worse in different ways because what they do is like with the Marvel movies, there's always like the twists and stuff in the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And like the movie will come out on Thursday night, and then Saturday morning, the little clickbait sites will have something that says like, how did the Doctor Strange directors get Brie Larson in that cameo or something like that, you know? And it's like they're not really saying like, oh, Captain Marvel shows up. And that's not a real spoiler.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Right.
But it's not like a real spoiler, but it's written so you know, oh, okay, Captain Marvel's character shows up or whatever. And that's one of my predictions is that Scream 5 is a Marvel movie.
Scream 5 is a Marvel movie?
It's actually going to be connected to some Marvel.
Blade? Is it connected? Is it a Ghost Rider? Does he show up?
It could be.
Yeah.
Or they just introduce Ghostface into the Marvel movies.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah. And if anything's on the table, I think, with the Ready or Not directors.
Yeah.
I know. I'm excited.
Well, yeah. It's crazy because if you're a copycat killer, right, in this world, this has been going on for how many years now? 30? 25.
I mean, yeah. Within 25, probably within the real time, definitely yeah. within real time, but also within the story yeah. world.
It's so like I don't know if we're going by kind of what the trailer shows. If like killings are happening and then these three show up, why isn't there like a speed dial for FBI when this stuff happens? Like, why is these three coming? Like, call the police. Like, yeah. hey, like
another. They should have killer.
A hotline to yeah. agents.
Right.
Well, and that could be a thing in the movie too. Like, there would be a whole online, like, cult around Sydney. And
yeah.
There would be all the crazy, yeah. like, 10-part Netflix.
There totally would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I bet that plays
tell into all it. Books.
Yeah.
There has to be all that stuff.
Besides someone has her a Netflix own. Show.
And someone by now in, like, the world of Scream would have to think Sydney's the killer. And someone had to have made, like, these 10-part documentaries to prove that, like, Sydney really did it and Billy was innocent.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
So that would be a fun thing that they play.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ooh.
That would be going a little
maybe Gail cheesy. Makes those.
Because then she was needing something to do.
Well, maybe true, right? They could all just be like, hey, let's cash in on this shit. And maybe they've done that, you know, willingly. And like, yeah, let's just do this.
Well, she wrote her book, right? Yeah. I feel like that opens the door for them to cash in and be like, this is Gail Weathers here in another Ghostface.
They'll have to do killing. A Tiger King reference. In
What if they're all the killers? What if Nev and all three of them, they're just going around killing people just to keep it going so they can keep making money?
And like,
I could see Gail doing that.
Yeah. And then you introduce this whole new set of characters that is going after them.
Yeah. So it switches it to like they're the bad guys. I don't know. That would be hard. It'd be a hard sell. Like,
that would be a hard sell.
No matter what they're doing, they have to have a tight script.
Yeah.
And
it has to be a really good balance of like the legacy of the story without, like, you don't want to just throw the legacy away and you don't want to make everything that came before like a total joke.
Yeah.
But you also want to kind of take it to whatever the next level is.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm curious as to what Dewey's doing. He doesn't look like he's doing too hot.
What, drunk in a trailer.
What genres are they going to like spoof in this? Because when they did the whole tagline of Scream 4 was New Decade, New Rules.
Yeah.
And they did kind of talk specifically about like, I think they mentioned like the Saw, like porn, like torture porn.
Torture
movies
porn,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had a film class scene where they're talking about that in part 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they came, Galen and Sid came to talk and then they're, cause they were just getting information on the new killer. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they like, they kind of make fun of like the high art horror, like the Midsummer kind of stuff would be, because I don't like that movie. So that would be kind of fun if they made fun of that, like that thing. Or,
but The Conjuring is now a universe.
It is. There
so
is.
They have to like talk about this weird, like almost anthology franchise.
Yeah.
So maybe that plays into it. Or maybe they make it seem like it's an anthology franchise, but it's not. I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many. I'm sure we're going to get another trailer that shows us a little bit more.
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
I hope, I mean, obviously they got to sell the film to a new audience.
Mm.
And I don't know if this trailer does that.
Yeah.
Like, again, this trailer looks like it just came out in 2012.
Yeah. Right. This trailer is just
like maybe this
a Scream movie trailer.
Right. Yeah. This one caters to all the Scream fans. And then maybe the next one will kind of like have hints to draw younger viewers in.
Yeah. Maybe if one comes out, I don't want to watch the next trailer just because I'd like to be surprised in the theater.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, heck, should we just wrap this up?
We should.
That's all my crazy things.
Well, do you have anything going on? Anything you want to plug?
Oh, just working on some toothpaste commercials. nothing too exciting. I did a
toothpaste commercial.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
For there's humans or dogs or animals?
For humans.
Humans. Yeah. Okay.
And, there's a. It's not really plugging, but I worked on a Denali commercial.
Denali can sponsor us if they'd like.
Minnesota Vikings commercial.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's cool. So
yeah,
nothing I can really plug that's cool, but you have something to plug that's way cooler.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
Jesse has his own line of Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Has anybody else drank them? Are they really strong?
Yes.
Is the mix really strong?
It is. It's very potent. Very
spicy.
It's like, very spicy. Yeah. I did a short film contest recently. Well, we all did, for the biggest one in the world, the Road Reel, film contest. And my film is 13 Calloway Place. And Sean did the behind the scenes documentary companion piece to go along with it. But we are up for voting. So there'll be a link in the description. Go check it out. If you like it, vote. If you don't like it, vote anyways.
Yeah, just vote. Just do it. Vote.
But yeah,
if you like us,
get your friends to vote. Vote on multiple computers.
Oh yeah, do it. Like
everybody else is going to be doing it. Just do it for us.
Yeah. And honestly, it's a fun little entertaining film, 3 minutes long. Good talent in front of the camera and behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun to just kind of get people back together and do it again. Cause I don't know. Have we done anything else since COVID?
We haven't.
We did this. No.
We no. It was like a couple of years ago, I think.
You did a little family film or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Press play.
Yeah.
The amazing press play.
We did a family film, and then I worked on like some
Spark videos.
Yeah, I did some videos, some commercial stuff, but nothing really.
Yeah. I think it was definitely the first like narrative thing I've done in a while.
Yeah, me too.
I've done some music videos.
And those are fun. You could really feel the energy on set too of people that haven't like been doing it for a while, like excited to, you know, everyone brought their A game for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun location.
Oh yeah.
Fun set. Yeah. It was just great getting back and seeing everyone and getting the vibe.
Yeah. Go check it out and vote for us.
Yeah.
And then tell us what you think your theories are for Scream 5.
Yeah,
Scream.
Let us know.
Post them in the comments.
Yeah, comment below wherever you're watching or listening.
And then it's February. Is it February or January?
I think January 14th.
January.
Which is an odd time, I think, to drop it.
Right?
So historically, the Scream films came out in the first three. Well, the first two came out in the like Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, right before Christmas. They were like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Christmas movies.
Scream 3 was supposed to, but it was delayed because of Columbine.
Mm,
and it came out in like March, I think.
Okay.
Of 2000.
Yeah.
And then Scream 4 was a March release as well. But January typically is the horror release month.
Yeah.
That's when like they started putting like, it used to be like a dumping ground for movies, but maybe it was like the Conjuring movies or something like that. There was a couple of franchises over the years that started taking advantage of January being this normal slow time.
Mm.
And it like maybe for the last decade or so, it's always been a place for like the like horror movies. You release like one big studio horror movie.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess I just want to see it sooner.
Right. Or
I would
know,
love it to
like,
be a Christmas film.
Why not make it a Valentine's Day weekend movie too? So.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, comment below what you think your theories are on what's going to happen in the new Scream movie. And
we'll be back for a whole wrap-up and
rating. Oh, yeah.
We will. And maybe we can get Sean on for like a, maybe we can all go to the theater and see the new Scream and run back here and do a review or something.
I will do that.
Like just write a not talking in the car, come back and do it.
That's what we do. Like. No talking in the car, just, and then we get back down.
And we all have different emotions driving back. Like someone's mad, and someone's
just crying,
and someone's just scared.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Sean, thanks for being here.
Yeah, again. Thanks for coming again.
Always fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Our Bloody Marys are dead. So are we. So drink in moderation. Enjoy life and death, and catch you next time.
All right. Bye-bye.